Hello, what you're going to see today is pure insanity. These are electric cars being transported across the ocean, and when they get wet with ocean water, they catch on fire. This is the new electric car. This is why Elon Musk bought or stole Tesla. They're making electric cars overseas and shipping them to America to force us to use electric cars. But there won't be any electric cars because when you're done watching this, your jaw's going to hit the ground. Are you ready? These are electric cars being transported on a ship across the ocean. Okay, here goes. We're resetting our camera. They're all tied down and neatly lined up. This is at night. They get wet. They catch fire. But something's weird because they don't burn a hole in the deck, and this is them later. Here we go again. Clear oceans. At night, we've got some heavier oceans. And the cars are catching fire because they're getting wet. They're designed to explode when it rains. Unbelievable. This is the current technology with lithium-ion batteries, which were designed 80 years ago, along with the P-51 water-powered fighter aircraft. And this is Nigeria. You have a digital ID card. Whoops. They are running out of water. And we're going to show this again. If the money is collapsing, they used to have like 5 million people in that country. Now they have over 100. They've got millions. I think it's almost 200 million. They don't have enough resources to feed their people. It's a tiny little country. It's a very important country because it has so many people. Now, she has a digital ID card. And she can get water for her family. They're so happy. In order to get money, in order to get water to survive, you have to have a digital ID. Now watch her put up the digital ID. That's our Now card. That's the Fed Now card. They're testing it in Nigeria. She's so happy that she can drink water. Imazdi Project, Mazda. Isn't that amazing? If you have your digital ID card, if you have your FedNow account, you can get water. This is Nigeria. You don't think that's coming here? You will get a chip or you will not eat. Do you understand? It's not that that's coming from God. This was written in Babylon 3,000 years ago. They claimed it was from the prophet John who wrote letters to the Pope on leaves, and they actually made it to the, and he mailed it from prison, and they made it to the Pope, and he saved it for what, 300 years before he published it? I don't think so. They want to obliterate mankind. Look at how happy she is that she can actually drink water. Nigeria's been dried out by NASA. She can get water and everybody in her family can have a drink of water today. Now, it doesn't show how much water they get, but this is happening all over Nigeria. Lucifer's taking control. 10 liters for 3.8. Let's see, how much is it? I don't know. 40 liters, so she probably got the... What did she push? What button did she push? Oh, she pushed the second one down. Which is 20 liters, which should be about, I don't know, 4.5 gallons for a 5 gallon bucket. So she can fill up a 5 gallon bucket of water for whatever K7.6 is. It got you by the hoochie-cooch. You can't get running water. You can't put in running water. The government won't let you. So the people now have to pay by bucket for water. God bless. Thank you very much. Any more insanity we want to look at other than electric cars exploding and you now have to pay for water at a machine? That's pure insanity. This is pure insanity. Notice how they have the stand not under the spout so that you lose water. Yeah, they know what they're doing. God bless. Thank you very much. We appreciate each and every one of you. This is pure insanity. We'll see you tomorrow. Rationing water, you have to pay for it with a universal card. What happens when she runs out of money? She can't drink water. This is insanity. World Vision, a CIA asset, they should be putting in water spouts, but they're not. God bless. Thank you very much. We'll see you tomorrow.